This is the Oncozine Brief on UK Health Radio with Peter Hofflin.
In this episode of the Oncozine Brief, I talk with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics. With more than 30 years of global biopharmaceutical leadership experience, Pascal Touchon has committed his career to transforming the lives of patients with serious medical conditions. Before joining Atara Biotherapeutics, Dr. Touchon was Global Head Cell and Gene and a member of the Oncology Executive Committee at Novartis Oncology, where he was responsible for the global launch of Novartis CAR-T drugs and expanded global CAR-T manufacturing and technical operations. Now at Atara Biotherapeutics, Dr. Touchon guides the company in developing the next generation of off-the-shelf CAR-T cell immunotherapies using a technology platform which makes it possible to manufacture a T-cell library in advance of a patient's specific medical needs. The company is developing a host of potentially transformative T-cell immunotherapies for cancer, autoimmune, and viral diseases using Epstein-Barr virus T-cells from donors with a healthy immune function. Epstein-Barr virus is associated with a wide range of hematological malignancies in solid tumors, as well as certain autoimmune conditions such as multiple sclerosis. Among the novel therapies the company is developing is AT83271, a next-generation off-the-shelf allogeneic Epstein-Barr virus CAR T-cell therapy targeting mesothelin, a cell surface antigen that is strongly expressed in mesothelial cells and is highly expressed in pancreatic cancers, ovarian cancers, mesotheliomas, and some other cancers. The investigational drug is designed for the treatment of solid tumors. Earlier this year, during the 35th annual meeting of the Society for Immunotherapy of Cancer, the company presented favorable findings from in vitro and in vivo evaluation of ATA3271. During the upcoming 62nd annual meeting of the American Society of Hematology, being held virtually from December the 5th to December the 8th this year, preclinical data of another investigational agent, ATA3219, will be presented. The available data shows that ATA3219 demonstrates efficient targeting of CD19-expressing tumor cells, both in vitro and in vivo. In our interview today, which was originally recorded in June 2020, we talk about the company and the transformative therapies being developed for patients diagnosed with solid tumors, hematological cancers, and autoimmune disease. I'm Peter Hofland, and this is the Oncozine Brief. The Oncozine Brief is developed in collaboration with our online journal, Oncozine, at oncozine.com, where you can find additional information and the latest news about cancer, cancer diagnosis and treatment, and cancer prevention. For information on how to support the program, visit our website at oncozine.com. And if you're living in the United States and want to receive our newsletter, text the word CANCER to 66866, and we will make sure that you will receive our newsletter, which includes an overview of the latest news in oncology and hematology. Now let's listen to our interview with Pascal Touchon. With us on the phone is Pascal Touchon. Pascal is the president and CEO, chief executive officer, and member of the board of Atara Biopharmaceuticals. He is based in San Francisco. Pascal, welcome to the Oncozine Brief.
Thank you, Peter. It is a pleasure to be with you today.
You joined Atara Biopharmaceuticals in 2019. Tell me a little bit about the company, what the company stands for, what makes you unique as a company.
Thank you. Yesterday was my one-year anniversary at Atara. So it's been a very exciting one-year activity in a company that is really a pioneer, a leader in the allogeneic T-cell immunotherapy field. Our mission at Atara is to transform the lives of patients with severe disease through pioneering science, teamwork, and a commitment to excellence. And a lot of our activities is around oncology. And what we are really working on is a unique platform as the most advanced allogeneic T-cell company, with a platform that is based on the ability to leverage the natural biology of EBV T cells coming from healthy donors, and to transform these T cells into either product that could treat some EBV-related cancer, or in adding a CAR to these cells, an allogeneic EBV CAR T that could address other type of cancer in terms of hematological malignancies or solid tumors that are not associated with EBV, but then are linked with a particular target that we have on this CAR, on this chimeric antigen receptor.
Now, you refer to CAR T or CAR T cell therapies. Tell me a little bit about CAR T cell therapies and what that stands for.
CAR T stands for antigen receptor T cell therapy. And the overall idea here is to change the behavior of T cells in adding another type of active receptor on these T cells that instead of being the TCR, which is the native type of active receptor on these cells, you add with a chimeric antigen receptor, a chimeric antigen receptor that is going to really recognize another target than the endogenous TCR of these cells. And this technology has been developed over the last 20 years with significant work by pioneers, in particular Carl June at UPenn and Michel Sadelain at Memorial Sloan Kettering. And this has led to the first approved CAR T product, Kymriah, that is coming from academic work at UPenn, then developed as a product by Novartis. And I was lucky to be one of the members of the team that brought that product to its approval across the world. And this is really a unique technology that allows to boost the immune system in leukemia and lymphoma in developing the cells, in modifying the cells from the patient to be able for these T cells to recognize CD19, a particular surface expressed protein on the tumor cells, the B cells that are responsible for the tumors there, and be able to hunt and destroy these cells in the patients. The first CAR T developed are autologous CAR T, which means that the cells are being harvested from the patient. So you harvest from the patient some of these immune cells, these T cells, you transform these T cells, and then you infuse these transformed T cells back into the patient so they can hunt and kill in a very precise way the tumor cells.
Now, that is a very hyper-personalized approach to CAR T cells. I mean, I don't think personalized medicine can be more personalized, I believe. But that comes with a hefty price tag. Development costs are expensive. Timelines might be difficult. So I understand that companies are looking for a different way to develop those CAR T cells. And so tell me a little bit about that process. I mean, I understand that now there are opportunities to produce so-called off-the-shelf CAR T therapies. That is, of course, changing the way we look at CAR T cells, but it also may benefit patients in different ways. Tell me a little bit about that.
Certainly. Maybe I'd like to come back to some of the challenges that exist with autologous CAR T. The first challenge is that you are taking cells from the patient, and these patients are in advanced stages of their disease, be it in the case of the CD19 autologous CAR T like Kymriah or Yescarta, so it could be leukemia or lymphoma patients in advanced stages of their disease. What it means that when you get the immune cells, these immune cells have been damaged, exhausted by years or months of chemotherapy and other treatment there. So you're starting your manufacturing process of these autologous CAR T with cells that are not fully competent and active from an immune point of view. Now, you're transforming these cells, and to do so, you need not only to harvest the cells for the patient, but then within a manufacturing unit to be able to expand these cells, to transduce them with a viral vector that could carry new genes coding for the CAR. And then these transduced cells will express the surface, the CAR, the chimeric antigen receptor, and then you expand them and you deliver them as a final product there. So not only you have a challenge in the starting material of this manufacturing process, but this manufacturing process is today taking several weeks, and then you have also to do quality control and so on and so forth, which means that by the time you deliver that back to the patient, the disease of that patient may have progressed significantly. So on top of the issue with the starting material type of quality in terms of immune cells, you have a long manufacturing process. This manufacturing process is very costly, as you said, because every patient is one batch. It's its own batch of manufacturing. So you don't have stock inventories of product. You have to manufacture at the time of demand and then back to the patient. So manufacturing, the logistics is very complex and then it's very costly there. And then you have time. And time is the essence there because you need to make sure in this rapidly progressing disease that you can treat this patient very rapidly. So all of these are reasons why many companies are trying to develop an off-the-shelf version of this very efficient type of T-cell immunotherapy, the CAR-T, but being available from an inventory and that could be delivered to the patient in need within a few days.
That is definitely a major change in the way CAR-Ts are prepared or manufactured.
Let's take a break. And then we're back with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is encouraging cancer patients and survivors to be extra cautious during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cancer treatment, especially chemotherapy, weakens the immune system, making you at higher risk of severe illness. Dr. Lisa Richardson is director of the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control.
Take these steps to stay healthy. Wash your hands often with soap and water. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. Stay home. If you must leave, keep at least 6 feet between you and others. Avoid touching your face, eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. If your temperature is 100.4 or higher, call your doctor. Use CDC's coronavirus self-checker to help you make decisions about seeking medical care.
Make sure your caregivers and household members are aware of your higher risk and take precautions. Visit cdc.gov/coronavirus and preventcancerinfections.org for more health tips.
This is the Oncogene Brief on UK Health Radio with Peter Hofflin.
And welcome back. I'm Peter Hofland, and this is the Oncogene Brief.
Now, if you look at your company and you're looking at mesothelioma, which is a horrible disease, but before we go on to talk about the lead candidates and the drugs that you're actually developing, tell me a little bit about the disease and why your company has chosen this disease as a potential to treat, because this, again, is a solid tumor. I think the majority of CAR-Ts are in hematological malignancies, which of course is a different approach, a different challenge. Tell me why, and tell me a little bit more about this.
So as you said, in hematological malignancies, the great success of autologous CAR-T targeting CD19 that have been already approved, or some interesting data coming from other autologous CAR-T targeting BCMA in multiple myeloma, for example, are clear evidence that this approach is very efficient and safe in hematological malignancies. And now many companies, including Atara, are developing allogeneic version, off-the-shelf version of this type of CAR-T. For example, Atara is developing an allogeneic EBV CD19 CAR-T, which is leveraging our platform on EBV T-cell to have an off-the-shelf CD19 CAR-T that can be available for patients within just a few days in case of need. Now, your question is about solid tumor, and that's a very important question. Because so far, most of the activity of CAR-T in solid tumors at the clinical stage has been rather disappointing. And this is related to a few key challenges that CAR-T are having to address solid tumors. One of the challenges is regarding the target. There, you need to have, at this stage for a CAR-T, a surface antigens that is within overexpressed within that tumor, and that you can address in a safe way. I mean by that is not overly expressed in essential tissues. So target, in terms of finding the right target, that could be a target addressable by CAR T is a challenge. But even if you have the right target, the challenge then is to make sure that your autologous CAR T and, of course, as we're developing ourselves, allogeneic CAR T could, after infusion, traffic to the tumor site, penetrate into the tumor, and then act and expand into the tumor while resisting the immunosuppressive environment of a solid tumor, which is, as you know, very, very significant. And this ability of the cells to traffic, to act, to persist, is extremely important for ensuring sufficient clinical activity of this CAR T. Now, we're developing ourselves, in collaboration with Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, a CAR T addressing mesothelin. And that's important because mesothelin is a surface protein overexpressed in many cancer types. Of course, it is the case of mesothelioma, but also many cases of ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, triple negative breast cancer, and even lung cancer. So there is a significant number of cancer where you can see in a number of patients an overexpression of mesothelin at the surface of the tumor cells. Hence the idea to really target these through a CAR T approach. Now, this target is very well known, and there have been many efforts by academic team and industry, biotech and pharma companies to address this target in different ways. So far, these efforts have been disappointing, and one of the reasons has been an issue with safety, because mesothelin is also expressed on essential tissues. So if you have therapy, a drug candidate that is too effective against mesothelin, it might have some significant safety impact. What we're doing with Memorial is to address mesothelin overexpressing cancer in a very unique way. First, Memorial Sloan Kettering developed antibodies that are based on an IgM format, which allow to really target mesothelin only when it is truly overexpressed, because an IgM format will mean a low affinity for the target there. So that's important, because if you have low affinity, you have the possibility to be safe but still effective, because your drug will be activated only when you have high expression of mesothelin at the surface of the cells, which is what's happening in tumor cells. That antibody leads to an SCAV, a variable part, that inserted through a CAR construct into a cell, into the patient cell for the autologous version, allowing then these new T cells to be an autologous CAR T that can recognize mesothelin and act and be activated when you have high expression of the mesothelin at the surface of the tumor cells. On top of that, we have made some very exciting new technologies available for that CAR T, in particular a new co-stimulatory domain that has been invented by Michel Sadelain at Memorial. And that co-stimulatory domain is really a modification of existing co-stimulatory domain for CAR T, with a mutation on the CD3 zeta part, two mutations, that's why it's called 1XX. And this co-stimulatory domain is intended to allow the cells to be more persistent and not to be exhausted, so as to be able to really act inside the tumor in terms of persistence, so being there in the tumor for long enough, but also to be able to expand when stimulated by the antigen, and then act and kill the tumor cells. Also, we have built within that autologous CAR T another very important feature, which is a PD-1 dominant negative receptor. PD-1 DNR, dominant negative receptor, is working as a decoy PD-1. I mean by that that surface is looking like a PD-1 receptor, but then you don't have any intracellular signaling, which means that when that PD-1 at the surface of the CAR T is in contact with PD-L1 on tumor cells, there will be binding, but no intracellular signaling to have an immunosuppressive impact there. So what we're building here is an intrinsic checkpoint blockade within the CAR T. That's also important because there have been experiences where you combine a CAR T with a PD-1 blocker to be able to have more activity of the CAR T despite the immunosuppressive environment. But here, we're not going to do that. We're going to have this intrinsic, inbuilt type of PD-1 blockade within the CAR T. So just to recapitulate, this very innovative CAR T that we're bringing with Memorial to the clinic very soon is made of a CAR that has the scFv targeting mesothelin in with a low affinity, which allows to be activated only when mesothelin is highly expressed. It has on the CAR co-stimulatory domain, and I'll come back to some evidence in a moment, that is really able to have less exhaustion of these T cells when they are activated and also more persistence. And then on the top of having this CAR, very unique CAR, it has also a PD-1 dominant negative receptor on the cells, expressed on the cells, that allows this intrinsic checkpoint blockade. So it's a CAR T, autologous CAR T, but it's an armored CAR T that will allow to address the immunosuppressive environment of the tumor.
So if I understand correctly, I mean, this is more or less a not only a novel approach, a new approach in the way you use or utilize CAR T cell therapies, but it is being used in a very complex area like solid tumors or in that respect, but also a hybrid with other therapeutic approaches, which makes this potential drug that you were developing an actually complete new kind of CAR T.
Yes, it is completely new kind. It's very innovative. It will be the first time that this type of CAR T is going to the clinic. We plan with our collaborators at Memorial that they could file the IND over the next few months in Q2, Q3 of this year. So hopefully first patient will be treated by the end of the year. And this CAR T is also informed by some earlier experience in a clinic that Memorial had done with similar mesothelin targeted CAR T, but without these additional features of the co-stimulatory domain 1XX and a PD-1 DNR. And they did that in a few patients combining with systemic PD-1 blocker infusion. And they obtained, first of all, some good safety results in advanced mesothelioma from intrapleural route of administration, as well as in TNBC, and also some initial signal of efficacy in these patients. So we're building on that experience that was the academic construct on building this new CAR T where we optimize for different technologies the ability for these cells to be able to traffic to the tumor, to be able to persist in the tumor, to expand and resist the immunosuppressive environment of the tumor.
Let's take a break and then we're back with our interview with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics. Atara Biotherapeutics is developing the next generation of off-the-shelf chimeric antigen receptor T-cell or CAR T immunotherapies using a technology platform which makes it possible to manufacture a T-cell library in advance of a patient's specific medical need. I'm Peter Hofland and this is the Oncogene Brief.
Clinical trials allow researchers to introduce new hope by providing participants access to cutting-edge and potentially life-saving treatments. Speak with your doctor and visit standuptocancer.org/clinicaltrials to learn more. Together, we can stand up for all of us.
This is the Oncogene Brief on UK Health Radio with Peter Hofland.
If you're just joining us, this week I'm talking with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics. Now, as a matter of fact, like you, we discussed that you are looking at indications within mesothelioma. We also mentioned the fact that mesothelin is also an attractive target because it is available on multiple tumors in different areas of treatment options. Are you looking at ways to not only focus on mesothelioma, but potentially look at different cancers?
Yes, indeed. Our first in-human study with ATA2271, this mesothelin autologous CAR T developed in collaboration with Memorial, is going to be in advanced mesothelioma, first for the intrapleural route, so local administration, and then for systemic route. And then we plan, as soon as we have enough safety evidence there, we plan to go in other type of cancer more particularly pancreatic cancer and ovarian cancer. But we can also go further in other types of tumors beyond mesothelioma, ovarian, and pancreatic. But certainly, these first three type of tumors will be the focus of our first-in-human clinical trial over the next 2 years.
Now, we also spoke a little bit about the fact that you are, to some extent, developing the next generation of CAR T-cells, CAR T-cell therapies and agents. Earlier this year, actually earlier this month, you presented some results of one particular drug. It's called ATA2271 at the virtual meeting of the American Association of Clinical Research, or AACR. You had some exciting key findings there. Tell me a little bit about that and how that maybe relates to potential next steps with this particular drug. Of course, going to the clinic and then potentially further, but tell me a little bit more about that.
So this therapy, ATA2271, is indeed this autologous CAR T targeting mesothelin with this addition of this new costimulatory domain, 1XX, and the PD-1 DNR. And what we did as part of the IND enabling studies was to do some work performed at Memorial and by the team there, Prasad Adusumili and others, which was to compare this new construct with the more traditional CAR T construct with no PD-1 DNR and a traditional CD28, CD3 zeta type of costimulatory domain. And the results in animal models, it was some orthotic pleural mesothelioma mouse model, are very striking and were presented, as you say, a few days ago now at the virtual AACR. And there is a very interesting poster there that shows that what you achieve with this new construct compared with a traditional CAR T is to have not only slightly better efficacy in terms of overall survival of these animal models. But very importantly, in that experiment, these animals were re-challenged repeatedly with the tumor, with mesothelioma. What's happening with the traditional CAR T, that after a few of these re-challenges, there is no more expansion of the CAR T, which means that the tumor cannot be eradicated anymore, and the tumor will grow and the animal will die. With our new construct, with ATA2271, you can go up to 10 rechallenge, and every time, there is an expansion of T cells on the CAR T that allows to eradicate the tumor. And that's very important because this is, in fact, very much alike what an autologous CAR T and later on an allogeneic CAR T will encounter in addressing a solid tumor like advanced mesothelioma and other type of mesothelin overexpressed tumors. I mean by that once the CAR T will traffic and penetrate the tumors, the CAR T is going to be exposed to an immunosuppressive environment on one hand, and that's why we have the PD-1 DNR, but also a lot of tumor rechallenge over time. And if the CAR T are exhausted after one expansion or two expansions, this is not going to be sufficient to have a durable control of the disease and hopefully even in some patients, a durable remission. So what's important there is that the ability in animal models of ATA2271 to not be exhausted and to maintain functional persistence is very important to be able to really achieve the goal of this type of therapy, which is to have a control and hopefully remission of the disease in as many patients as possible over the long term. So we're very pleased with these results. And this therapy is going through an IND filing over the next few months through Memorial or collaborators at Memorial, and therefore should be in the clinic over the next few months. And hopefully next year, we should have some clinical results on this new therapy. Now, this is the autologous version. What we're doing at Atara is also to develop an allogeneic version of this, because again, to address what I was saying at the beginning, the need to have an allogeneic off-the-shelf CAR T is very high in the sense that then you have a product that is like a biologic that you can have at your disposal as a physician, and you can order and get off-the-shelf there. So that allogeneic version is in IND-enabling studies now. It's called ATA3271. So it has the same construct as the autologous product, in the same scFv targeting mesothelin, the same costimulatory domain 1XX, the same PD-1 DNR. But instead of these being transduced onto a T cell coming from a patient, this is being transduced onto a T cell coming from healthy donor, but not any type of T cell. What we do in healthy donors is that we harvest their PMBC, and then we are able to select and activate T cells that recognize EBV, Epstein-Barr virus. And at the end, we have T cells that are very specific and activated against EBV. And on these T cells, we insert for transduction for the retrovirus, the CAR targeting mesothelin and the PD-1 DNA. The end product is an allogeneic EBV mesothelin CAR T. So it's a T cell that is coming from healthy donors that has the right balance between memory cell and effector cells that can leverage natural biology of EBV T cells, but on top of that has another target now to consider, which is the target of mesothelin from the CAR and having also the PD-1 DNR. So that's in IND-enabling studies, so we hope that we can accelerate that program and bring it to the clinic after we have the first clinical results of the autologous version. And the vision is to be able to provide physician and patient with an allogeneic EBV CAR-T targeting mesothelin that can be available for various type of tumors that are overexpressing mesothelin. A very exciting program indeed.
Yeah, that sounds like very exciting, very interesting. You also, besides those two products, I mean, you also look beyond this approach, and you also have product drug candidates that are even a little bit further.
Yes, so we have this allogeneic, autologous and allogeneic CAR-T targeting mesothelin. We have an allogeneic CAR-T targeting CD19 that is aimed at B-cell malignancies. But very uniquely, Atara is a leader in the field of allogeneic cell therapy because one of our therapies is already in phase 3. This therapy is called TabCell for tabelecleucel, and this is an EBV T-cell immunotherapy coming from healthy donors, so that's an allogeneic EBV T-cell immunotherapy that is being developed in phase 3 for a very severe type of lymphoma, which is relapsed refractory PTLD for post-transplant lymphoproliferative disorders. This is a disease that is relatively rare and occurs after a transplant, be it a solid organ transplant or a stem cell transplant. A few percent of the patients will develop after the transplant and due to the immunosuppression that they will need to have for the rest of the transplant, they will develop a particular lymphoproliferative disorders, which is very often linked with B cells carrying EBV, being infected by EBV, that are proliferating. And what we're doing there is to have T cells that are specifically targeting this infected B cell with EBV to hunt and kill these B cells. And these are T cells coming from healthy donors, where we harvest the cells, PMBC from healthy donors. We then make sure that we can activate T cells against EBV through the B cells of that healthy donors using these B cells as APC. And then the final product called TabCell is made mainly of T cells that are really very specific and selective against EBV antigens. At the same time, they are being activated. So they have the right level of cytokine secretion and chemokine receptors, making them a very powerful therapy to hunt and kill these B cells in these patients that are infected by EBV. So that's in phase 3 right now for relapsed refractory PTLD. And we also have in parallel a phase 2 that is going to be initiated very soon. We call it a multi-core study that is addressing other EBV-positive cancer, so cancer and hematological, but also some solid tumors that have been associated with EBV infection. And we're going to develop TabCell in these type of patients. And the reason we're moving directly into a multi-core phase 2 is that we have ourselves and also with our collaborator at Memorial some early clinical experience through the academic studies or some expanded access program that we have with TabCell that shows that there is some good signal of efficacy in these patients with TabCell and certainly a good safety. So now we're moving into expanding that into a multi-core study with the aim to really give evidence for regulatory authorities and physicians that we may impact favorably these patients with TabCell. Tab-cel is really a unique treatment addressing some disease, some hematological malignancies, and also a few types of solid tumors associated with EBV. So we're developing across the spectrum of disease related to EBV, of cancer related to EBV, with the same product, Tab-cel, which is very advanced. As I said, it's in phase 3 right now. We have a very advanced manufacturing platform that is able to make this treatment at a clinical stage in a very efficient way and in a very well-controlled way. And so that's extremely interesting to see how we could be the first company in the U.S., hopefully, to bring to the regulatory bodies such an allogeneic T-cell therapy addressing very severe type of cancer.
Let's take a break, and then we're back with our interview with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. But for the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Life-changing and devastating because sarcoma is cancer. Sarcoma is a cancer of bone and soft tissue more prevalent in children than in adults. More than 6,000 people lose their lives to sarcoma each year. Treatment options for sarcoma are limited, and new therapies are desperately needed. More research and increased awareness is necessary to find a cure for a cancer that you probably didn't even know existed until now. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is determined to help those affected by this forgotten cancer, to bring hope to the children and adults whose lives are forever changed by a word they had never heard before. Please help us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on sarcoma and the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, please go to curesarcoma.org.
This is the Oncogene Brief on UK Health Radio with Peter Hofflin.
If you're just joining us, this week I'm talking with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics. Tell me a little bit about, for example, the safety, and not only the efficacy, but also the safety specifically related to CAR-T from the original concept to what you're doing. Are we talking about a drug that is safer for patients?
So in terms first of allogeneic T-cell therapy, our platform through our collaboration with Memorial, with a team in Australia on different disease, we have treated altogether more than 300 patients. And we have had no major issue with safety in these 300 patients. So we have a very good safety base. But that's on EBV-related disease, either EBV-related cancer, but we have also a program addressing multiple sclerosis, where we already treated 25 patients with an allogeneic T-cell therapy targeting multiple sclerosis. So we have a very strong and very solid experience from a safety point of view with this allogeneic T-cell immunotherapy. Now we're moving to CAR-T, and in that case, the first generation autologous CAR-T that have been approved have shown, of course, a positive benefit risk, but some challenges from a safety point of view, particularly with cytokine release syndrome, CRS, and for some of them, neurotoxicity. Now, we have recently had a presentation at TCT meetings showing that our concept of an EBV CAR-T, which is the EBV T-cell from third-party donors to which you add a CAR, and in that case, there were some data with the CD19 CAR, out of 6 patients treated by this in that study that was presented a few months ago at TCT meetings, out of 6 patients treated, they had 5 complete remissions, so 5 CR out of 6 patients, and these were patients with B-cell malignancies, all related to CD19. So they had significant level of efficacy, and that CR were maintained in the long term because they were having a median duration of follow-up of 26.9 months, so more than 2 years, with the maintenance of the CR. But very importantly, to address your safety question, these patients were treated with that allogeneic CD19 CAR-T based on EBV T-cells. The therapy had a very good safety profile, very acceptable safety. There was no CRS over grade 2 or no neurotoxicity over grade 2. So it was rather a minimal level of CRS and neurotoxicity. And at the same time, there was no confirmed GVHD. So kind of clinical proof of principle of what we're doing with our allogeneic EBV CAR-Ts. And that's why we're very encouraged moving ahead with ATA3219, which is our allogeneic EBV CD19 CAR-T that is in IND-enabling studies right now.
That's very encouraging news. I mean, it's always good not to only see something new, but also something that actually is very effective and safe to be used with patients. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. We are right now in the midst of a COVID pandemic. It's unfortunately not over yet. Looking at that, it might be very difficult for companies to develop or to maintain a clinical trial program because, of course, people are extra careful. Now, it doesn't mean that as a result of COVID, there are no patients that get sick or no patients that want to participate in clinical trials. But how are you not only looking at the products that are actually coming to market or actually coming to potential patients' trials, but how are you dealing with some of those problems?
I think number one priority for us at Atara is really the safety of the patient, the safety of the physicians, and any healthcare practitioners that are part of our studies, and of course, the safety of our own staff, our own employees there. But safety is our number one priority. That means we never make any compromise on safety. This being said, some of the disease states in which we are doing clinical trial, like relapse refractory PTLD, are very deadly disease. A patient with a relapse refractory PTLD coming from a stem cell transplant has usually a median life expectancy of 1 month. When it is coming from solid organ transplant, is a median life expectancy of 3 to 12 months, so just a few months to live. So that's why you cannot be in a situation where we say, let's stop everything and let's wait when COVID-19 is not an issue anymore, because that means many patients will die. And we know from our phase 2 studies and expanded access program that this treatment, even though it's still investigational, might indeed benefit these patients. So what we've done there is we've maintained our activity from a clinical trial point of view in collaboration with the clinical site, because they didn't want to stop. They wanted to continue because they know that these patients might die very fast, might progress and die very fast. So we've organized ourselves to be able to make and deliver this treatment to the patient in need despite COVID-19. That's linked with a very unique situation in terms of a very severe disease that even with COVID-19 has to be addressed and treated. Now, on the other hand, we had also, as I said, a program in multiple sclerosis, and there we stopped temporarily on enrollment. Now we've just resumed it recently, and we enrolled our first patient because we wanted to give time to the clinical site to be able to organize themselves to be able to treat safely these autoimmune patients. The third aspect of our activity is for new trials, and here clearly there is some challenges to start new trials or to open new clinical sites, due to the need for these sites to focus and prioritize COVID-19, and we fully understand that. So we've been working with them to make sure that we continue to progress the possibility to open this clinical site or to open new studies, but having in mind that we are aware and we support the effort to make sure that they fight against COVID-19 in the pandemic, and at the same time that they manage to preserve the safety of patients that have other type of disease.
Well, that's very clear. I mean, of course, patients get sick and they have the disease, and especially in the kind of diseases that you are looking at, it's good to know that patients can have access to that, even if it might be at this time a clinical trial to actually further the interest of patients in that respect. So one of the unique milestones, I mean, you mentioned some of them things. You are looking at going to IND and IND and further clinical trial development in a very near future with a number of products. What are some of the other things to look forward to? And if, for example, if we have a large physician audience that's listening to us, if they feel that they may have patients that potentially would be candidates to enroll in clinical trials, where would it be found the more information about that?
And a very important aspect, because again, we are addressing with tab-cel, tab-leucel, our most advanced therapy that is in phase 3 for the first indication, phase 2 for the other indication, very severe disease where we believe physicians should be informed that there is active clinical trials. We have already also an active compassionate use program. We deliver treatment for an expanded access program today to patients in need on top of our pivotal clinical study. And we also are able to satisfy the need of some physicians for single patient use. So this is a way for Atara to really contribute to the need for this physician to address this patient with relapsed refractory PTLD, as well as with other type of EBV-related cancers, could be lymphoproliferative disorder after immunodeficiency, after acquired or primary immunodeficiency. It could be leiomyosarcoma. It could be a chronic active EBV infection. It could be CNS PTLD and first-line PTLD there when they cannot use the current first-line recommended treatment there. So there is a bunch of patients there that are in need of a new solution. And if the physician decides to do so, we will be more than happy to support the possibility to use our investigational therapy with, of course, approval of regulatory authorities in these patients in need. And these physicians that have this type of patient with PTLD or with other type of EBV-related cancer should really connect with Atara to see whether we can help them to find a solution for these patients.
Thank you very much. Pascal Touzon, President and CEO and member of the board of Atara Biotherapeutics. Thank you so much for our time together.
Thank you very much and keep safe.
In today's edition of the Oncogene Brief, I spoke with Pascal Touchon, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of the Board of Directors of Atara Biotherapeutics. The company is developing the next generation of off-the-shelf CAR-T immunotherapies using a technology platform which makes it possible to manufacture a T-cell library in advance of a patient's specific medical need. For more information about Atara Biotherapeutics, visit the company's website at atarabio.com. For us here at the Oncogene Brief, we want to thank you, our listeners, sponsors, and advertisers, for your ongoing support. Your support makes it possible that you can hear this program via PRX, Public Radio Exchange, and in the United Kingdom and mainland Europe via UK Health Radio. And you can also download our program via podcast and streaming media, including iTunes and Spotify. For more information about supporting the Oncogene Brief, go to oncogene@oncogene.com. If you're living in the United States and want to receive our newsletter, text the word CANCER to 66866, and we will make sure that you will receive our newsletter, which includes an overview of the latest news in oncology and hematology. Thank you all, and thank you for listening. And join us again for our next episode. I'm Peter Hofland, and this is the Oncogene Brief.
The Oncogene Brief is produced for Sun Valley Communication by Peter Hofflin, Sonia Portillo, Evan Wendt, David Kaler, and distributed by InPress Media Group. Support for the Oncogene Brief comes from listeners of this station and our commercial underwriters and advertisers. For more information about underwriting and sponsoring options, visit our website at oncogene.com/underwriting. The Oncogene Brief contains health and medicine-related information and is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. The content is not intended as a substitute for professional medical or health advice and does not replace your doctor's advice. Your doctor is the best person to answer questions about your personal health. If you hear something in this program that doesn't agree with what your doctor has told you, ask him or her about it.